Razor, you're coming to Toronto on Sunday to play in the Hockey Hall of Fame game. Are you coming in early now because of the backup vacancy in Toronto?
It's open.
Not a chance. It is, yeah, it's open. Not a chance in a million years. No. It's enough of a stretch to get me on the ice in the Hall of Fame game on Sunday afternoon than it would be to get me on the ice for an NHL practice at this point.
All right, do you play at all still, or like, how often do you play in these games?
No, not. I'm usually a left winger. I just move up and down the left wing with Reggie Lemelin on my right wing. So we're obviously not moving at a quick pace most of the time that I get on the ice.
Okay, so be real, Andrew. In the back of your mind, as you're throwing on the pads in the locker room before a pickup game or something like a pickup game like Sunday, are you worried about the groin pull? Are you worried? Are you worried about the possible injury?
Back of my mind, it's the only thing on my mind when I'm strapping my pads on. The only thing on my mind is to make sure I try and get through the game completely healthy. So certainly leading up to this weekend, there's a lot of stretching going on. There's a lot of yoga. I'm on Ziggy's program this week when it comes to yoga and meditation.
All right. You don't want to know what my program is.
He's off the wagon.
He's off the program. He's looking a little.
You don't want to know what my program's been here the last 2 months. All right. So let's get to business now. Leafs releasing Hutchinson. What do you think about that? You've played in Toronto. What are your thoughts on them releasing him and bringing in Cascasuo?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it didn't work out. You know, that's the short answer. At the end of the day, he needed to come in, and he was going to be in a tough position early in the season, and we knew that. You look at the schedule, he wasn't going to get any games but those seconds of back-to-backs, and those are obviously very difficult to come in and play. Unfortunately for him, the puck didn't bounce his way either, and, you know, as we all know in hockey and timing, and it's so important to get some puck luck at times for your career. And unfortunately for Michael, it just didn't go his way. And a couple of those games where he had leads early, you know, if he could have jumped down to a 2-0 record in those first two games back to back and found a way to get a win, the narrative's much different now. But once you start going 0-2, then it's 0-3, then it's 0-4. I mean, it builds up, and at some point the team just has to cut bait and go somewhere else, because these, you know, those 9 points that he didn't get add up in the schedule at the end of the season.
So take us through the life of a backup. What is it like? Is it one of those things where I imagine sitting out that many games, or if you don't get touches at least once a week, how hard is it to actually stay in the season, stay in the game?
No, you need certainly a different special mentality. And, you know, it definitely helps when you're on a better team, when you get that goal support. But to go in after not playing for a week and a half and you know, the team gets into Chicago at 1:30 in the morning and you have to get up and you're basically playing a 6 o'clock game the next night because of the time change. And, you know, there's a lot of, it doesn't, you know, your schedule just doesn't fit like Freddie's. Freddie's got a perfect routine. You know, nothing gets in his way. It's automatic. Whereas for that backup role, it is different, and it takes a special guy to be able to pull it off. And again, unfortunately for Michael, it didn't work out. But they need to. There are guys that have figured a way to do it, and the Leafs need to find that guy and get him in there.
With Andrew Raycroft, former Leafs goaltender, now a Bruins analyst on Nesson. This is Leadoff with Ashley, Ziggy, and Scotty Mac, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. So take me through the mentality specifically, Andrew, and I'm not going to ask you, nor would I ask anybody else, unless we had him on the program, to get into Michael Hutchinson's head. When you are playing only the back end of back-to-backs, often with travel, often with a team that can end up sluggish in the back half of a game because it's played a lot of hockey over the last 24 hours. Do you have to fight the internalized maybe victim mentality? Like, I'm always getting the raw end of the the deal here, the short end of the stick, if you will? How do you push yourself through that? Because I can imagine at times it's a challenge.
Yeah, that is the most challenging part, Scotty Mac. That's the hardest part, is to not allow that built-in excuse to drift in. And you know the guys on the team have that built-in excuse already. We've got, you know, we traveled, the backup's in, you know, the whole thing. So as the goaltender, you really have to fight that and just go out and it's save to save. It is minute to minute out there. And again, you're just doing everything you can to keep your team in it. And, you know, again, I think if he goes 500, and, you know, the biggest problem is those late goals in the third the other night. You know, the team does battle back for you. They get 55 shots. So you need to make that save at 4-3. The game where you have the 2-goal lead on the road, you've got to find a way to get that win in Washington. Those are the games that the coaches look at more so than if the team had given up 65 shots last night in Chicago and you lose 2-1. That's not going to be on you. Those are the differences, and that's where I see that game the other night kind of being the last straw, just because of that goal, mm-hmm. Not the 4 in the first, it's the 5th goal that he gives up, because otherwise they would have been able to come all the way back for him.
Do you expect the team to play differently in front of the backup goalie? And I know the situation is a little bit different in Boston with Halak and Rask, but generally speaking, in a more traditional sense, is there an expectation that the team play a little bit more defensive-minded or support the backup a little bit more? Or is that kind of his problem in the sense, hey, you're here to do a job, so we just need you to do it?
Yeah, no, it's the NHL. You got to go in and do a job, and whatever that is, you're expected to do that. And listen, there's obviously here in Boston, they have probably the top duo, and certainly the top backup in Jaroslav Halak. Mm-hmm. If he even is a backup, they don't consider him that here. I don't think, you know, he's that the 1A, 1B certainly here. But there's a lot of guys in the league that have figured out how to be that bat. You know, you look at even the Montreal, Kincaid's come in and done a really good job. You know, you go across the board. There's a lot of guys that have found a way to be that 25, 30 game, even 35 game guy. And that doesn't mean the team plays differently. They've just been able to have the right mentality, and they go in and get the wins at the right time that give the team confidence. And once you get a couple wins as a backup, that gives so much more confidence to the team than just one win from a starter. If you can go in as a backup early in the season and get a couple early wins, that's going to carry that confidence through that guys have in front of you for the whole season.
So both the Bruins, who have been the Achilles heel of the Toronto Maple Leafs over the Toronto Mapes, are we going to start? Is that a thing that we're doing
the
now?
Mapes.
Like, am I the biggest bro ever? I'm just going to go to a Mapes game, no problem.
Saving syllables, I like it.
I hate myself so much right now. Oh, God, okay. So the Bruins have been the Achilles heel of the Toronto Maple Leafs for the last few years now. And, you know, the Bruins have a good team. I'm sure you get a firsthand look. You can run down the list. Marchand, Bergeron, Pasternak, Heinen, Krejci, Coyle, to name a few when you talk about offensive prowess. But then you can look at the Leafs roster and you can say the same thing, right? Matthews, Nylander, Tavares, Kapanen, Marner when he's in the lineup, Kadri last year and the years before that. What's the difference in terms of what makes a team successful and utilize their talent versus a team that generally falters, even though on paper they're expected to be otherworldly?
Yeah, no question. The Leafs depth is deeper up front at this point. You know, Bruins secondary scoring is a bit of an issue, and a lot of talk about that down here. You know, I think at the end of the day, it's experience. You look at a guy, my first thought out of all those names that came up was Zdeno Chara. I think he's mm-hmm. an X factor still at the age of 42 in all playoff series and all matchups, because he still has the ability to shut down the other team's best offensive forward, offensive lines, and their power play. So, again, he's 42. He's not what he was when he was 32 when they won the Stanley Cup. But he's a big X factor. And along with that is the system the Bruins have played. And they've done it for a long time. And all those guys buy into that system. That's Patrice Bergeron's the best player, and he plays defense first, along with Zdeno Chara. So, you know, those are the things that allow teams to win, and we've seen that, you know, whether it's Chicago, whether it's Jonathan Toews, whether it's L.A. and Anze Kopitar. These guys, these centermen that lead their teams, Pavel Datsyuk, you know, Zetterberg, go right down the line, Sidney Crosby, they all play a good, solid game defensively, and those are your leaders.
Play without the puck. I mean, that's what I hear when you say that.
That's just because it fits your narrative.
Yes, it does, but that's why we're here.
No, that's what it, I mean, I haven't heard the show, you know, the last few weeks, but
thanks for tuning in.
Play without the puck is, you know, you're 100% correct. Play off the puck. How well you play in your zone and be able to turn that into offense is how you win games in April, May, and June.
All right, Razor, we'll tell the Bruins to leave us alone because we've all up here had about enough. So there you go. And stay healthy on Sunday.
That is very important. I appreciate that in a big way, and I'll do my best.
But if you do get hurt, call us on Monday morning. We want to hear about it. Thanks, bud.
Done. No problem.
Thanks,
Razor. You got it, guys.